And amen. Luke chapter 4, let's begin reading in verse number 1. And the Bible says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. And it is written, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. You got to notice, he only left for a little while. Amen. You may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the Scripture. I am going to pray for me tonight. I desire your prayers. I hate the devil. And I'll be honest with you, amen, I wished he had let up a little. But you know what? That's a good sign something's going right. As I began to ask the Lord, amen, to show us what to preach tonight, amen, as you'll help me pray, amen, I'll give you, I know I've probably, if you've marked things in your Bible, I've probably preached it recently. Don't know why God wants me to go back, amen, here. Maybe I've read it recently, amen, but as I was thinking about this, just by introduction, of course, we know this is the account of Christ's temptation there in the wilderness. And it's very self-explanatory. And I believe there's a very important point, amen, in this scripture. It's not a sin to be tempted. You say, preacher, that's not in there. Well, yeah, I believe it is. Amen, because, the Bible says that Jesus was tempted. We know that Jesus, amen, was a man. Hey, the Bible says that he knew no sin. He was sinless, amen. I believe that he was 100% God, but yet he was 100% man. Somebody says, I can't grab that in my mind, preacher. Yeah, he had this same old flesh you had. Amen, the same mind you had. Amen, but he was God. Amen. He was tempted in all points. Doesn't the Bible teach us that? Amen. Every temptation that you've ever had, every temptation that you've ever faced. Amen. Listen, our Savior has faced that temptation. And it's an important point that it's not a sin to be tempted. If it had been a sin, then the Lord committed sin, and we know that He didn't. So He did not commit sin, and it's not a sin to be tempted. Now, I repent, amen, of the thoughts I have. I repent, amen, even over the times that the devil tempts me. I'll repent and I'll ask the Lord to forgive me. Why? Because I don't want to be guilty. I even feel guilty of the thought. Amen. I even feel guilty of the temptation that he tempts me with. That's a pretty good sign, amen, that God's living inside. And not only that, but just secondly, by the way of introduction, we have here a pattern, amen, of how Satan attacks God's people. Amen. There is a pattern. There is a way And I'll just make this claim, and you know that, and everyone in here know it, that Satan attacks the people of God. Thirdly, amen, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, amen, and I'll turn there for sake of not misquoting it. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about what? Seeking whom he may devour. After he said to be sober and to be vigilant, the devil's after us. And we know that. I don't believe there's nobody, amen, naive of that fact. And as God gives this to me tonight, listen, is our, by the way, I'll just say this, he's our opponent. I mean, his main purpose is to defeat God's people. His main purpose is to defeat, amen, the people of God. He's here to try to get me, amen, messed up in my mind. He's here to try to get me messed up in my flesh, amen. He's here to try to drag me down spiritually, amen. And that's the reason we're having, amen, such a hard time, amen, between the flesh and the spirit. Now, I believe the question is now, amen, how does he attack the people of God? How does the enemy come to us? I don't believe, amen, that we are ignorant toward that, but I believe we don't need to let those things that we've learned, the Bible says, let them slip. I don't believe we need to let them slip, amen. I hate the devil. Oh, I hate him, amen. And he is my enemy. And I don't, hey, listen, I don't want to give place to him. Can I get a witness right there? But what is his tactic? What is his tactics? Amen. Listen, he's there to deceive. As the serpent did there in the Garden of Eden, he's there to deceive. Amen. He's there to lead you astray. He's there to, amen, bring deception. He tries to discredit, amen, the Word of God. Eve in chapter number 3 of the book of Genesis. If you'll read chapter 3 through 1 through 7, you'll find, amen, that's his purpose. Amen. Is to, amen, to deceive, amen, concerning the Word of God. I mean, listen, Satan's first attack was the Word of God. I'll say that again. Satan's first attack was the Word of God. Why do you think? I had a man come in of the store this week with my wife, and I wasn't there. But he gave her, I believe, trying to give her a fit, amen, over the King James Bible. Amen. But listen, first of all, let me just say this. Amen. Don't argue God's Word. Amen. It ain't worth arguing over. I know what I believe, Brother Rex. I know what I stand on. Amen. And then you say, well, you ought to know what you believe and you ought to be able to explain what you believe. Let me tell you something. Amen. I believe we got the infallible Word of God. Now, we could get into discussion, amen, of these other Bibles. Amen. Now listen, I believe that there's enough Word in these other Bibles that folks can be saved by. Amen. Now don't miss it. Hey, don't lose me. Preacher, you're one that preaches against them. Hey, I believe that there is some of God's Word that hadn't been changed in something. I didn't say all of those Bibles. Amen. All God's people say it. Amen. So for me to get up here to condemn somebody, amen, for reading out of it, that's between them and God. I just know then, I ain't having a Bible that takes the blood out. I ain't having a Bible, amen, that discredits, amen, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. All God's people said, I'll take the Word of God. Amen. Now I can argue probably with them, amen, and that'd be okay. But let me tell you something. Keith Turner, hey, what's your full name? Irwin. You didn't care for nobody to know that, did you? I guess I too late now.
No, it's fine. That was my grandpa.
All right. Keith Irwin Turner, amen. Now listen, that's his name.
That's right.
How do I know his name? Anybody know what my wife's name is? Angie Marie Duncan. No, that's not her name. But I'm going to tell on you. what do you say, preacher? See, she's got people deceived. You're deceiving people, amen. Her name is Essie Marie Duncan. Essie Marie Duncan. You got something just learned that, okay? No, she said. You said, well, preacher, what? And that's another story. That her Angie is a nickname. That's another story. I'm not going to get into that story. How many getting where I'm going? Amen. Keith Irwin Turner. That's his name. You'll not get him to, hey, you'll not get him to tell you, hey, he knows that's his name. I could argue all day and all night, Keith, that's not your name. But I guarantee you, you'd argue me till I died. Yeah. I heard it never hit the little boy. How many ever heard your middle name pronounced? Amen. Well, you know how I knew Mama meant something? It was Jeffrey Ray. Amen. And I knew when she got Jeffrey Ray out, I thought, boy, I better listen now. All God's people saying. His tactics is to deceive concerning the Word of God. That's the reason we got such a battle. That's the reason we got so many. Amen. Hey, there are so many people that tries to discredit and tries to take a piece here and a piece there. Amen. Trying to concerning the Word of God. Satan's first attack was the Word of God. He openly defies God's Word. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." Amen. Hey, they were already commanded. Hey, there's every tree of that garden you're welcome to eat of. One tree of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You won't even touch it. You're to not take from it. You're to not eat from it. And he told them, amen, because when you do, you'll die. And then what did the devil do? He started out attacking God's word. Ye shall not surely die. Let me tell you something, the devil's a liar, he'll always be a liar, and he'll always try to discredit God's word. He's out to deceive. Bible says that serpent was more subtle to walk than any beast of the field. Amen. He openly defies the word of God. Boy, we got a lot of people today that openly defies. Amen. God's word. Listen, Satan's plan. Amen. Attack on the word of God is twofold. He gives us the doubt. Amen. The word of God. Doubt its soundness. Doubt its fairness. Doubt its, I'm talking about its justifiability. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Whether it's justifiable. I know I hold in my hand. Amen. The word. I know I hold in my hand. God. It is fire. Hey, let me say amen to that. Hey, it is sound. Amen. They ain't nothing wrong with what I got. I believe it is God breathed. And the devil's tactics is to get us to doubt. Hey, to get us to be deceived by and doubt the soundness of the Word of God. I believe every word. I believe every dot that's in it. Amen. I believe it. How many believe God's Word? It defies the value. Hey, Satan tries to defy the value of the Word of God. Amen. We talked a little bit about it the other night. Amen. This is the only book I've ever known. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about the many stories that can, amen, go through a house fire and the coffee table be burnt out from under it. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. He is the Word of God. Listen, he tried to deceive. Amen. Amen. He tried to deceive Eve. He tried to deceive Christ. Here in Luke chapter 4 in our text, heard these verses we read concerning the will of God. In verse number 3 and 4, Satan wanted Jesus to use his divine powers maybe to meet his own needs outside of God's will. What are they, preacher? He looked at Jesus and he said, "If thou be Son of God," he said, "take this stone and make it bread." Now, I ain't never looked at it on that fashion before. I thought the devil just trying to tempt him to get him to try to do a miracle. But could Satan wanted that piece of bread? Amen. For his own consumption, for his own will. How many is with the preacher? Amen. Satan, well, hey, what do you say? Could he have wanted God to make him that bread? Listen, hey, make this up. Hey, not only that, in verses 5 through 8, Satan tempted Christ by offering him the world. He said, hey, let's look there in verse number 8. Or excuse me, verse number 5. Let's turn back there just a moment. He said this, he said, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power. Hey, he's trying to give him, he said, all this power, all this glory, I'll give it to you if you'll just bow down and worship me. He tried to give him something that he hadn't even created. He tried to give him something that, hey man, that he made, hey, he at that time made himself all authority.
Amen.
He tried to make himself all authority. Hey, I can't imagine looking at God and saying, here, Lord, all this I'll give you, all the power of its glory I'll give you, if you'll just fall down and worship me. But let me tell you something. You're dealing, hey, I ain't the devil, thank God, amen. Hey, but I will say this, amen. Hey, why was the devil, why was he cast out of heaven? It was because of the rebellion. He wanted to be higher than God, amen. And he said, hey, in this chapter, amen, he was saying there, hey, I'll give you all of this. And he didn't even have power to give it. Verses 9 through 12, Satan wanted Jesus to test the perimeters, amen, of God's will by jumping off the temple. Matter of fact, let's just read that right quickly one more time. He said, if that in the latter part of verse 9, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. One said it was about 700 feet tall. I don't know. One calculation of the where he had him and where he had him set upon. Amen. 700 feet high. He said, cast thyself down. Look at what the Bible said. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Sure. Amen. But let me just say this. Oh, by the way, the devil didn't quote the whole scripture there. The devil just gave him half the word. Where's it at, preacher? It's found in Psalm 91. Amen. Let me get there right quickly. Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. I did have it marked. Amen. 91, verse 11 and 12 says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. See how the devil will try to just give you part? When I'm preaching to you, I may give you part of a scripture, but I'll try to say that it's partly quoted. All God's people said? He says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Can I get a witness right there? He said, I'm telling you this, his tactic is to deceive. Amen, to make us doubt. Amen. How many's ever doubted your salvation? How many's ever the devil ever come to you and tried to make you doubt the soundness of the Word of God? Amen. The validity of the Word of God. The value of God's Word. Amen. That is the devil. Amen. That's the devil's job. He defies the value of it. And then he tries to tempt Christ concerning the will of God. Let me just say this. Amen. Did he try to get him? Did he to doubt what God could do? That God wouldn't protect him? Amen. Let me tell you something. God's God. I'm just glad. Hallelujah. You know, we're tempted in the same way. Maybe not with the same things, but we're tempted in the same way. We're tempted to the will of God in our life. The devil tries to tempt us, amen, to know the will of God in our lives. Or to try to distract us from the will of God in our lives. Do you know what God's will in your life is, Brother Rich? Amen. I believe you know what God's will in your life is. Amen. I know what God's will in my life is. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm here and I don't know God's will in my life. You can know. Can I get a witness there? Amen. He's there to deceive. Amen. To make us doubt. Amen. He's there. I'm talking about the doubt concerning the will of God. How many wants to be in the center of God's will?
Amen.
In everything that you do. God, I'm glad God knows my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes the devil, amen, will come to you if you're not careful. Amen. And he'll get you messed up, hey, trying to think what is God's will and what ain't God's will. First of all, if it's in the Word of God, we should know it.
Amen.
All God's people say it? Sure enough. He does that, amen, to try to keep us bound down. Hey, he comes to us, amen, to try to defeat us, to try to destroy us. The Bible said he is what is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I know it's a simple thought tonight. Amen, but we don't have to be, amen, deceived by his tactics. We don't have to be, amen. And by the way, he'll come in every area of your life.
Amen.
I mean, he'll try to deceive in every area of your life. When I say every area, I ain't got time to go through every area. But I'm talking about, listen, God's a blessing this church. God's a, amen. I believe the Spirit of God's here. How many feels the Spirit of God here tonight? Sure enough, amen. And I'll tell you another thing. How does Satan try to attack God's people, preacher? By his tactics to deceive, amen, concerning the Word of God, concerning, amen, the will of God.
Amen.
I get up here and preach you God's Word and you get convicted over it.
Amen.
Amen. It's God. It ain't Jeff Duncan. He tries to deceive us through his timing. See, in verse number 1, the Bible says, amen, there in verse 1 and 2, you know, listen, when we're fulfilling the will of God, Satan attacks. Bible says that Jesus was what? Led it up into the what? The wilderness. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. I'll say this, his timing, buddy. You ever notice when the devil wants to attack you?
Amen.
When you're in a wilderness. When you're in a spiritual low valley. Amen. When you are in a spiritual wilderness. When you're under attack. Amen. I'm talking about, I'll say it again, when we're fulfilling the will of God, the devil attacks. Jesus was led into the wilderness. Listen, when we're faint, the Bible says there in verse number 2, he was after and hungered. Hey, he had nothing to eat. In verse number 2, he said he went 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. 40 days he went without. Hey, the devil, amen, wants to get us, amen. Hey, he wants to get us in a spiritual wilderness. He wants to get us in a spiritual valley. And when we, hey, the devil, when he gets us into those places in our lives, amen, you know what will happen? Amen, the enemy will come to us. He'll attack us. He'll attack us to try to deceive us through the Word, through the will of God, amen, to the Word of God. He'll get us to try to doubt everything about our spirituality. Let me tell you something. I don't want to give him no credit tonight. I'm just going to say, I ain't even going to say it. I'm just going to say the devil's a liar.
Amen.
I ain't never in my life been attacked.
Right.
Somebody said, I'd like to know what you're going through. It ain't none of your business. But I'll just say, amen, I want you to pray. Amen.
I'm not
sitting
here saying that I'm
tempted in some great area in my life.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But it's a mental warfare. And I'm thinking, Lord, why am I facing certain things? Why am I facing spiritually these avenues in my life? And it's like the Lord said, it's about time. You're going to face them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say amen to that?
Right.
You're going to face them. I'm saying, listen, his timing's off. Amen, when you're fulfilling the Word of God. I'll say this to every deacon. I'll say this to every teacher, every leader of this church, every member of this church, every Christian of this church. If you're fulfilling the Word of God, you watch out.
Amen.
If you know God's will in your life, you better watch out.
Amen.
You better buckle down. Amen. You better be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. You better take on the whole armor of God. Amen. Hey, we preached here a few weeks ago how that we need to make sure that whole armor is on. Amen. Hey, that we can withstand. And when we've done all stand, all God's people saying, when we're faint and when we're weak, Satan attacks us. He was after and hungered. Amen. You know, in verse number 1 and 2, amen, the Bible says he led into the wilderness. He was tempted there 40 days. He was a hungered. Hey, you know what led me to believe? He was alone. Now, I know he was God. Amen. And I know, amen, when I go home, if I was to go home tonight and my wife wouldn't be there, amen, in the flesh I'd be alone, but in the spirit I wouldn't be alone. But when does the devil attack? Amen. He attacks when you're faint, when you're weak, amen, when you're sick in body, and he also attacks when you're alone. He'll attack when you're alone. That's the reason you better be careful having an idle mind.
Amen.
Amen. Your mind ought to be stayed on the Lord. Stayed on God. You get your mind off of God, your mind will go everywhere it ain't supposed to go.
Amen.
You know what that'll cause? That'll cause you to get faint. That'll cause you to get weak. Amen. I'm not talking about physically, I'm talking about spiritually. That's reason, amen, we need to pray without ceasing. Glory to God. Amen. That don't mean get on your knees and pray all the time. That means glory to God riding down the highway. If somebody, Rick Shrill, comes to your mind, say, God bless Rick Shrill. When you see a goose flying over the head, Lord bless. Amen. Keith Turner. Amen. Hey, brother, when I see him, that's the first thing I think about is you.
Amen.
Rabbit, I think of you. Rainbow, I think of my mom. Hey, birds, I've even thought of Helen. Amen. At different times. Amen. And that's another thing in the church. Amen. Glory to God. God's got a way of speaking to you. I don't know who this message is for. It's for me. When we're alone, the devil comes along. And that's when he starts talking. You've heard me talk about the cartoons I used to grow up on, the little devil and the little angel. Remember them that used to come up on them little old characters? One would whisper the right way, one would whisper the wrong way. By the way, it was Eve when she was alone that she was tempted. All God's people say it. It was David when he was alone. When he should have been out fighting his battle, amen. When he should have been out there with his cavalry, amen. With his men fighting, amen. That warfare. What David do? He stayed at home, amen. That's where the devil got him tempted, amen. Hey, well, you should have preached. What happened? He looked.
Amen.
Somebody says, "Well, it ain't a sin to look. It is if you look long enough." Amen. There's times, amen, in my life, amen, I've looked and I've seen and I've had to turn my head.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Hey, I'm human just like anybody else is human. And listen, there's been times in my life, amen, I've looked and been weak and I kept looking.
Bless him, Lord.
It don't look like you're so holy that, amen, you're going to just go on to heaven tonight. Because everybody in here knows exactly what I'm talking about. You ever been there?
Amen.
You ever been there? Yeah. And I ain't trying to point people out. I know they've been there. Amen. What do you do? Amen. Here's what you do. Amen. You say, God, give me strength.
Amen.
That when it does, hey, glory to God, we'll be driving that trash route. Amen. There'll be these women laying out in their two-piece bikinis and half naked out there in the yard. Amen. By the way, that's between you and the Lord, but I sure wouldn't lay out wherever. Might be the reason you do it. Now say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If that's the reason you do it, you need to get right with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, where'd that come from? We'll be riding around, amen, and there'll be people, with women laying out in their bikini. I can't help. There it was. And just say, what are you looking at? Or turn your head. I said, well, give me time to turn my head. Amen. We're not getting the flesh right there. Amen.
Amen.
How many's with me? It's the devil's job. When David was alone, when he was tempted.
Yeah.
If it had been about the work of God, if it had been about what his duty, Amen. Glory to God. He wouldn't have said idle-minded. And the devil wouldn't have come to him and attacked him. If Eve, amen, would have been about, been about what she needed. And I ain't saying that she wasn't. But she, hey, I believe it's when she was alone, the devil came over to her and he sucked her. He'll put things in your mind that if you're not careful, he'll about convince you that it's right and you know all along it's wrong. And what did he do? He looked across the courtyard, seen Bathsheba bathing herself. He looked, he lusted.
Amen.
And then he partook. It was alone when he was tempted. It was when Jesus was alone that Satan tempted him. Amen. To do what he done. Or to tempt Jesus. Amen. Thirdly, let me say, Angie, would you come to the piano? How do you overcome Satan's attack? How do you overcome that, preacher? How do you triumph over that? I mean, out of this first 12 verses, or 13 verses, amen, that we read to you tonight, you got to be filled, verse number 1, with the Spirit. How did Jesus do? I know He was God. Somebody say amen right there?
Amen.
He was God. But yet knew no sin.
Amen.
But yet was tempted. Amen. To do these things. I'll tell you how. You got to be filled with the Spirit. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. What keeps me from going out here and committing a sin tomorrow? What keeps me, amen, from going out here, amen? And we tend to categorize sin. Sin is sin. In the eyes of God. But what keeps me, amen, from going out here, amen, and the next time the devil puts a temptation in front of me, what keeps me from acting on that temptation? Or participating? It's the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, and if you're saved, glory to God, hey, the Holy Ghost is going to pop up in you and say, hey, boy. Hey, boy. That's country term. Hey, boy. And by the way, you know.
Amen.
Got to be filled. In other words, we got to have the power of the Spirit in us. That's what keeps me from losing it.
Amen.
That's what keeps me, amen, from going out here and committing sin. These people, amen, that says salvation gives them a license to sin. Let me tell you something, they're messed up. When people say that their salvation in the Lord gives them a license to do what they want to do, they're messed up.
Amen.
They ain't right in they're not right in their heart in God.
Amen.
If that gives you a license to sin, why come to church?
Amen.
Why work for the Lord? Why win a soul? Why do all these things?
Right.
Why should I get up here and try to preach you the gospel?
Amen.
Why would I try to keep you from committing that sin? I mean, if we just get up here and say and get saved and go on out, amen. And, hey, why can't we live like everybody else is living? I tell you why I can't, because there's something deep down inside me that won't allow me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's where they go back and say, well, they wasn't saved to begin with. Amen. Hey, but I'm glad for that that's deep down within me, amen, that won't allow me. Oh, now, preacher, what do you mean allow me? Now, he'll allow me. But thank God there's something deep down inside of me, amen, that don't want to go do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How do you triumph? Be filled with the Spirit of God. And in verses 4, look what it says. And Jesus answered him saying what? It is written. Look at verse number 8. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. In verse number 12, and Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. All God's people say it. Verse number 10 says, for it is written, he shall give it. Hey, now, the Lord didn't say that. He was a quoting there. I'm saying this. How do you overcome the tactics of the devil? Be filled with the Spirit. Secondly, you be familiar with the Scripture. You'll know what to give back to the devil. Amen. God said to give, the Lord said, give no place to the devil. His Word says, give no place to the devil. Amen. Many times, well, the Word also says to abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. How often do we do that? Sometimes we're reminded sitting on watching that TV. That's an appearance.
Amen.
And He tells us to abstain. I believe we're all guilty. I'm just glad God's a merciful, gracious, and forgiving God.
Amen.
Tonight I'd like for us to stand our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. That's the message to give me. How this is to deceive to the Word of God. His tactic is to deceive to the will of God. Do you know God's will in your life? Maybe you need to come this altar tonight and say, God, you already know my heart. And the enemy's been fighting me. He's been trying his best to deceive me. And those fiery darts that comes my way, Lord, give me strength. The altar's open.